This is Cynthia Swan for Esoterica. My body talks. I called my primary care doctor and told her about the request of the biomolecular dentist to work with her in removing my amalgam fillings and extracting my root canal teeth. She assures me she's in my corner. I'm lucky to have an allopathic provider who's open to integrative medicine. I next call my naturopath in Augusta, who's been working with me for several years. She, too, is on board. Yet I'm still in a quandary. What supplements are most beneficial? I've read so much and have so many options that my head is swimming. I look at the dollars I want to spend and I ask myself, where will these dollars do me the most good? What pops into my head is the phrase, you need someone to talk to your body. Immediately, Kate comes to my mind with her electrodermal screening in Camden. I don't know a lot about this work, but I do know it's a piece of equipment that works with the client's energy body. I know of practitioners who do this type of work with applied kinesiology or muscle testing, but this is different in the sense that it's a computerized unit. Kate stays strongly on my mind, so I decide to call her for the screening. At the scheduled time, I and Dharma, my dog, show up at her office. I'm fortunate she allows Dharma to come in with me. Dharma settles in under a desk, and Kate and I get right to work. Kate sprays my hand with water and hands me a copper bar to hold in my left hand. She works on my right hand with a copper stylus, pressing upon certain acupuncture points along specific meridians. She also does this initially on my feet as well. The machine registers a sound, and we are underway. Two needles move on a gauge between a numbered range within a black box the size of an alarm clock, and this machine is attached to her computer screen, which houses the software protocols for this work. She follows her protocols on the screen as the machine has a conversation with my body. Having some sinus issues, she asks. Well, yeah, actually I am, and I figured I'd better get out my neti pot. Good idea, she says, as she continues assessing. As she goes through the program, mercury toxicity crops up next. Well, that makes three, I think. Judith, the medical intuitive, the biomolecular dentist, and now this screening tool have identified mercury as a problem area for me. Next, the thyroid is identified as a problem area. The machine also brings up emotional states that are needing to be dealt with as well. As we continue, I ask Kate, what supplements and diet is best for my body at this time, using the electrodermal screening data? She continues to assess, and then she tells me we will test the supplements I brought with me. This screening tool also determines dosages. The screening also identifies supplements that I have brought that aren't a match for me. I have three homeopathic tinctures. Two identify as a match, one doesn't, so I can return that unopened and get my money back. Next, we test a remedy by Stephanie, a multi-talented, intelligent woman who is a healer and a business person. She made a crystal gemstone elixir for me to take internally. It tests as an excellent match for my body. Kate then says, you know, we can program in energetically the offerings on the screen into this elixir. Do you want to do that? I'm not sure that this makes sense to my head, but I intuitively think, yes, of course. Let's do it, I respond. Kate pulls out a black 2-inch high apparatus that fits the dimensions of a coaster one would use for drinks. She then places the gemstone elixir on it, and then the machine goes to work programming specific energies into this tincture. The liquid moves in a wave fashion, and I alert Kate to this. She nods and says, interesting, haven't seen that before. I think this is really out there. I feel like I'm on a Star Trek episode. I can't believe I'm doing this. It doesn't make sense to my mind at all. Yet, when all is said and done, I have a comprehensive list of supplements, vitamins, and tinctures my body is a match with. I got the guidance I wanted, and I got it from a source that knows best, my own body. The machine suggests a reevaluation after this intervention in 2 months. Kate tells me, I love this technology because it has helped me in the past, and that's why I pursued training in this work. I don't profess to be a doctor, you need to know that. I am relying on this technology, and it has an 80 percentile reliability rating. It gets one's mind out of the equation and talks directly to your body via the energy pathways. It reads your energy. and gets both our heads out of the equation. I thank Kate, and Dharma and I take our leave. I'm most thankful that I got the information I wanted. What's next, I wonder? I've been feeding my mind with information about my cancer diagnosis. My body now has a regime. But what about my spirit? Isn't that where all disease starts? In the energetic body, before it manifests itself physically? What about my spirit? Good question. Thanks for listening. This is Cynthia Swan for Esoterica.